I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A new Louisiana law that requires court hearings on felony domestic abuse charges is increasing workloads. The law, which took effect August 1st, says a court must conduct a hearing within 5 days of an arrest on felony abuse charges to determine if bail should be set. In the meantime, the arrested person must remain in jail. 35 hearings have been held under the new law since August 28th in 4th Judicial District Court, which covers Ouachita and Morehouse parishes. 4th Judicial District Attorney Jerry Jones says he will likely have to make changes in his office because of the increased workload, but supports the law. Under the law, if a court finds it's likely a suspect would inflict further harm, bail can be denied. The State Fair of Louisiana's president and general manager is facing a drug charge following an arrest early Saturday morning. 43-year-old Chris Giordano was arrested for possession of marijuana, according to Shreveport police. Giordano was initially pulled over for failing to stop at a stop sign. After a search, officers found marijuana and took Giordano into custody. He was booked into the Shreveport City Jail and charged with possession of marijuana. Giordano succeeded his father, Sam, as the head of the State Fair of Louisiana after Sam Giordano died of heart failure in May of 2006. There is a new insect that Louisiana homeowners should be aware of, especially if you have ornamental plants growing outside. The pest is called a chili thrip, and LSU Ag Center horticulturist Alan Owings says they feed on about 250 different species of ornamental plants.
They're a thrip that feeds on foliage of plants instead of the flowers on plants that normally most thrips feed upon.
He says the chili thrip feeds on the foliage of the plants instead of the flower, like other thrip species. Owings says if a plant is infected with chili thrips, you'll have some malformation and deformed new growth after a growth flush is initiated.
You'll have a little bit of discoloration and curl leaves and other symptoms showing up on the foliage.
He says there's insecticides that can effectively deal with chili thrips. He says the best way to determine if a plant is infected is to place a piece of paper under the plant and shake the plant and see what falls onto the paper, and then be able to take that to your local Ag Center office for a confirmation of a chili thrip. The New Orleans Saints went into the season with huge expectations, but they're off to an 0-2 start. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the second stunning loss for the Saints.
The Cleveland Browns, who are not expected to win many games this year, beat New Orleans 26-24. The Saints had a chance to win, but the defense couldn't prevent the Browns from driving the football in the final minutes to set up a game-winning field goal. Coach Sean Payton.
We certainly didn't finish. Now, that's the thing that's most disappointing. And listen, I'll take responsibility for it and make sure that gets corrected. But we obviously have to play better.
Teams that start 0-2 usually don't make the playoffs, but quarterback Drew Brees has faith.
We expect to win, and I'm confident we'll get things turned around.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high near 90. A slight chance of a shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, the low in the upper 60s.